Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Reveal joins us at 9 right here on ESPN 97.5. What up, Lance?
Looking forward to getting into it today. Got some sports on the way that I've got to decide whether I'm going to watch or not. That would be NASCAR in mid-May. Announced they're going to come back with no fans. So this will be the first official sports league, I believe, that is back. I think they're back ahead of an international, La Liga. I don't know. It's the first one local. It's the first national. The U.S. league that is back, and they're going to run through an entire schedule of races, 36 races, no fans at any of them. That will allow them to get their their sponsorship dollars for the racers. That will allow them to get their television revenue, and we will see what it's like to have sporting events with no fans through NASCAR. I don't watch NASCAR, but I'm going to make a decision about whether or not I want to watch one. I know that you can potentially wager on them, which makes things more watchable if you're not typically a fan, including simulations of video games. And so I got to make a decision about whether or not I want to watch. I don't know if I'm sports starved enough to watch NASCAR. I don't dislike it. It just has never held anything for me, except in the past a couple of times where I had wagers on Elliott Sadler, whoever he was, somebody in an M&M car. That's all I remember. Peanut M&Ms is a yellow car, and I never was in the race. I never had a chance, but a friend of mine said, give him, I think that was his name, something like that.
What are we talking about right now?
I think something like that. So, like you've never bet on a team that you don't know anything about from Utah State and basketball at night?
Never bet on a car, on people driving around.
Oh, I bet on way worse than that. I bet on how many peanuts would come out of a quarter turn, turn of a peanut machine in New Orleans.
That's better than
I've done that. I bet on everything. Car race? What do you mean? I bet on simulated sports that weren't real. Yeah. Car races are no different. Do those checks cash? Yes. I bet on how fast people could run before.
Sadler.
Yeah. You just stay playing golf. The rest of us will go make our money.
Yeah,
like
guess what? I'm a little pissed at NASCAR, if you want to know the truth, because golf was leading the way for the world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And here comes NASCAR. Ooh, look, we get to drive by ourselves. Oh, that's not really a sport. You're driving around in a circle. Not really a sport. So golf is still, of the major sports, basketball, baseball, football, and golf.
Yeah, the majors.
Then the number one to be back, golf. So, congratulations to golf.
Whatever it takes, come on back. Whoever and whatever. I can't wait to watch La Liga. Del, La Liga and Bundesliga, or which one comes back first?
Bundesliga seems to be the one with the most momentum to come back first. La Liga will be right behind them, it looks like. We got the English Premier League is making a decision. I think they're meeting today, or maybe they met yesterday. Their players are very afraid. Sergio Aguero, who's a forward for Argentina and also for Man City, said most players are scared. So we'll see how that plays out there.
Yeah. No wonder. Well, why don't they just fall down then?
Well,
even if they don't have the coronavirus, they should just fall down and fake like they do.
He plays soccer. Okay. He falls down quite a bit.
I think that's, Dell, that's going to be interesting because England has hit their peak and they're on the other side of their peak. But a lot of the players have not just been in England, I don't think. I think they've been, obviously, it's an international league. So that league's going to be kind of interesting to see how they move forward. There's so much space in the sport, except when there are headers, when there are corner kicks. then everyone's together, and it's a lot. Other than corner kicks, you're not going to typically have a bunch of people congregated in one place through the sport, but there are several corners per match.
Yeah, but, and there's also news out of Iowa. University of Iowa has said all of their athletes can come back June 1st to start practicing. That's for all their sports, which is...
What about Texas A&M and Texas Tech saying schools open in the fall?
Yeah, well, hopefully that's the case. This one, but the campuses aren't open currently to students, but Iowa will open it up to their athletes. And apparently they, in that call a couple weeks ago with Mike Pence, all those commissioners trying to figure out what they're going to do, apparently the thought of having to have schools open with other students on campus isn't really that big of a consideration, because you hear people saying you can't play games if the students aren't there. Apparently that's not something that's that big of a stumbling block.
The commissioners came out and said that now. That was the commissioners of the leagues. I forget who it was, SEC and Big 12. They said, if students aren't there, we're not having college football. Slow down. Yeah, maybe
let's be honest about this. There's a complete economic breakdown if athletics don't go on. Football funds so much that they cannot afford not to play football. I don't care if they don't even have a school year. They're going to have to tell people, suit up and let's go, because we got to have the money. Because if you don't have that money coming in, there is no stimulus for colleges who lose out on athletics. And the TV money ain't staying there. You're going to have to rebate TV money. That is a major – I was reading an article about this. The sector that's going to get hit hardest is college football. If college football doesn't, there's a domino effect of money that college athletics don't get, the money that college athletics don't get, the schools don't get. Like, this is a major, major economic stumbling block, and they almost have to play. They're going to have to find a way to play, whether it's spring or whatever. They got to get these games in just to keep the checks rolling.
Here's a tweet from Ross Dellinger responding to the news. He said, many coaches, by the way, had been anticipating a return by early to mid-July. This should also tell you that on-campus classes aren't required to have athletic functions. That was a big storyline on the Pence call 2 weeks ago. An SEC source had told me then that it was overblown. So at least right now, it seems like kids on campus in class ain't that big of a deal when money's on the line. They'll find a way if one can be found.
Ali's college coaches too are saying apparently 6 weeks. I got to have 6 weeks to prepare. Slow down. We prepared for a football season in a month. It's what you. I mean, kids can. Don't worry. They're kids. They can get ready in a month. But I'd prefer 8 weeks. Said Dan Mullen. Shut up, Dan Mullen. No one cares. You're not going to win anything anyway. You're Dan Mullen.
Were you drinking? You sure are being awfully aggressive about an SEC team.
It's Florida. Shut up, Florida. You know what you tell the shut up, Florida, because you're Florida. So, no, listen. Everybody's coming back. I told you guys. It's going to be back to normal in a couple of months.
I don't know about normal. It might be back. Normal. I don't know if it'll be normal.
Everything's
normal.
Fine. Everything's normal.
Oh, really? Oh, can I go to Nick's place today and have a drink? Yes.
Yeah. Get at us in 2 weeks.
Yeah. No.
We're in 2 months.
It's going to be normal. I'm going to Nick's place.
Will the staff today. Have masks on when they serve you?
I don't care.
That normal?
You know what? Hey, you go around and see. It ain't. Listen, it's a little scary when you're walking around in a store and everybody's wearing a mask. You're this appears to be something that some people might take advantage of and already have.
Or you're in a pandemic.
Well, we have one of the two.
Do you wear a mask out?
What about the rollerblading thief that came? Did you see that guy?
No.
Rollerbladed up, stole something. I forget what it was. And then with his mask on.
You immediately know something's wrong if there's a guy with rollerblades on.
I know.
Immediately you know away. He's some type of creep. Are you wearing your mask out? I'm wearing my mask around.
I really haven't gone anywhere where I had to. The grocery store. That's it.
Did you wear a mask?
Huh?
Did you wear a mask?
Yeah, I wore a mask.
People are being looked at.
Oh, you want
to
get fined?
Yeah, I don't want to get fined. I don't want to get it. I don't want to get fined. All that. My kids went out for the very first time in, I don't know what, 7 weeks, whatever it is that they've been home. Two of my kids had their first journey outside. They came up to the office with me. I mean, they're like the pristine little calves, the they're like the they're like baby veal. They've been in their little pens. They've barely been able to move. They're like, wow, what is this? This is so strange. I made them wear masks. I said, don't touch anything. And they're like, whoa, what is this? This is weird. Yeah, this is a parking. This is where we park. It's a ramp to go up to the parking. Oh, wow. Where's the scooters? Like, yeah, it's not. Everything doesn't have scooters. Like, where you're constantly on your scooters, or you're having literal fist fights, punching each other in the face, or whatever you're. Well, playing poker. That's happened before. Blackjack. They play some blackjack. I said, yeah, this is called a work office. And I drove by. I said, do you guys remember that place? That's called a school. Do you guys remember learning? And Snacks, you hated it, but do you guys remember playing on the playground and your friends? I vaguely remember. Yeah. You guys used to be there.
Look, you're skipping over something important. Can what? The Zerline Commission sanction fights between your kids so we can bet on them?
No, I don't want to bet because Mason is a big favorite. Mason is the rough. I mean, I've got to have special talks with him because he
over
is.
Over Alec?
Yeah, Alec's big. Okay, Alec has got the size. He's got the height advantage. Alec weighs maybe 40 pounds.
I'm gonna take Drake in all those fights.
Well, yeah, Drake can't.
I'll take Drake against the whole family.
Drake can't fight. Drake's got videos of him fighting. Drake's not allowed. Like, Drake's on World Star, I think. I can't put him. He's not allowed even in the house hardly. But he's just too rough. No, he's like, Drake's literally got a pit bull. I mean, it's just like, no, Drake. Have the kids come through. I turned my garage into a boxing gym. Like, no, you're kickboxing. Like, it's a pandemic. They're not going to come kickbox and box and wear mouthpieces.
They should kickbox. They should learn how to kickbox.
He's been in the hospital twice for MRSA. No, we're not going. You've been hospitalized twice for MRSA.
Look, considering who their little sister is and, you know, she's a snitch, they're going to have to fight.
She is a snitch.
Not her, but people who want a piece of her. So they may need to fight.
Oh, you better get ready to fight because she's going to.
She will snitch.
She's going to snitch. Well, she snitches on fights. She's the one who had to tell us, come out here quick. This is a really bad one, is all I heard from the bedroom. By the time I made it out, my wife had broken up the fight. And my wife's not afraid to get in there and really get it's not like one of these. She's more like one of the, one of the former fighters in the UFC who are now judges. She gets in there and she's physical and breaking up a fight. She's not one of these like very passive boxing judges. What are you doing? Stop it! No, it's hands dirty time. And I told him, I said, you are lucky I didn't see it because I'd have gone Larry Zerline on breaking that one up. Brother fights are one thing. There's no face punching. There's no head punching. And there's no banging heads into the concrete or the wall. We ain't doing that either.
Well, apparently we are. 712 ESPN 97.5. All right, so far we've established that stupid NASCAR is coming back. Who cares?
Why are you upset that sports is coming back?
I'm upset that it's not golf first. That's what I'm upset about.
Who cares? Okay.
Golf, should be leading the way.
Don't you have a golf show to do tomorrow?
Yeah, Jim Nance is on
good.
It too.
Talk
by
about
the way,
it on that. Good.
Oh, do you have Jim Nance on your show? No, Jim Nance.
No, because you didn't book him.
Jim Nance is on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. That's
What's he
right.
going to talk about?
He's going to talk about sports and golf and life.
Well, sports is one thing. I'm glad you separated the two because golf ain't a
good
sport.
Job.
Sports and golf and life.
What's
three
a
separate
recreation?
Things.
Oh, no. He's going to talk about golf leading the way for the world.
But it's not.
Oh,
NASCAR is.
If he had NFL to do or the Masters to do in November, guess what he's going to do?
it's the NFL cool. regular season. Would he do the Super Bowl or the Masters?
If
the
CBS Masters, had probably. Football or Masters to do, what would they do? Football.
That's true.
If who had?
If CBS had to pick
Let's
between
see. Y'all can have SEC football or the Masters. SEC football.
Guess what CBS is going to air? The Masters. Yeah.
Yeah, John, why are you trying to act like other sports are not allowed to exist? What's wrong with you?
No, they're not
are
allowed to go for
it.
I'm a little disappointed in Commissioner Monahan because golf should have been first. That's right.
Man,
I'm a little
an
bit
angry sports separatist.
I'm a little
it's par for the course for golf. They've never wanted to be. They've never been all that inclusionary, so it makes sense that John feels this way.
NASCAR can EAD. That's all I'm saying.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Let's go. We see the hype outside, right from the house. Took it straight from outside, straight to the couch.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, hey, hold on. Before we get started on anything else, I got to ask Dell a question, a serious question. Is Travis Scott considered inside of the mumble rap genre?
I mean, are you listening to this?
Yeah, I'm listening, and it's got some of the trap beats and everything, which typically are, and especially with the auto tunes, you have some of the. I feel like some is mumble rap, but I can understand. But the repetitive nature of the hook is a very mumble rap thing.
He's not strictly a mumble rapper.
No, I feel like he's not strictly. I feel like he does dabble, though.
Sure, he does. But I don't think people...
I don't like the word dabble.
Why? Because it sounds like dabble?
No.
Huh. I don't know. I think people, because of who he is, I think people would put him outside of that.
They give him a pass in Houston, that's for sure.
I don't think he would be considered a mumble rapper, because mumble rapper has kind of a bad connotation. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just meant from the very strictest sense of stylistically. I don't mean like Lil Xan and Lil Dumbass.
I don't believe that is someone's actual rap name.
Lil Dumbass? That would be a great one. That would be awesome.
I think I called one of my kids that yesterday after they knocked a big-ass thing of orange juice all over my car. In the front seat of the electronics, like it took about 20 minutes to clean this. And I'm pretty sure the phrase "little dumbass" came out, but not like in a rap way.
I'm pretty sure that's in the jeans.
No, they weren't wearing jeans; they were wearing shorts.
No, I'm pretty sure it's in their jeans.
No, they wore shorts, so that was good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, guess what? Guess what? Spilling things on electronics sounds like a Zierlein to me.
Yeah, I've done it before.
Yeah,
it's happened before.
I'm familiar with your work.
So this is in all seriousness, the NASCAR thing is very important, because it's the same way Phase 1 stuff in Houston is very important, whether you're for it or against it or whatever. You know, the fact is, I'm not going to be going out to restaurants in the very near future personally. It's a personal choice I'm making, but I don't mind others go for sticking their head out of the hole to see what happens. You know, you got to see what comes out of that. You got to see. There's some gophers that'll stick their head out and go run around, and then there are others who won't. I am curious to see what happens, because if things work out, if people figure it out, if people take things seriously, and they are. I talked to somebody who went to that restaurant that was open last week before anything else was open, and they. And it's a guy from the station, John, as a matter of fact. And he said, you know, they had it booked up, but it wasn't. It was not completely like, I know there was a thought that it was going to be Yahoo, some kind of political, like, we're going in there and there's no such thing as Corona. And that there'd be, you know, like one of these crazy rallies. But he said it was not like that at all. There was hand sanitizing stations. When you came in, you got sanitized. The servers all wore masks and gloves. They eliminated tables, basically. They only put tablecloths on certain tables, and that's where you could eat. That it was very, very pre-planned and well thought out. Now, my wife, I don't know about you guys, but my wife is, she's like, I don't want to go into a restaurant if that's what it's going to be. And I said, well, in the very near future, for the near and probably long-term or relatively long-term future, you're going to have servers with masks and gloves. Like, it's not just going to be, well, everything's fine in June. That's not, there's not one model. There's not one person who says that's what it's going to look like. Big gatherings. It's not what it's going to look like, especially restaurant-based. So if you're going to go, you're going to have to be okay with things being a little bit different. It's just if you're going to go, why would you not be okay with somebody, your server, wearing a face mask? If you feel uncomfortable, then don't go.
Your wife doesn't fly anymore because you have to get your bags checked now, or what? That's the world we're in now.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
It.
Exactly. She doesn't like flying anyway. So United sent something. Middle seats eliminated. No more middle seats.
Oh. Well, guess what's going to cost more now?
Flights. I already looked. By the way, those little magical $79 flights, they don't exist anymore.
No.
Not since, the checks. The checks came in. They're like, oh, what? We good with the checks? No. Let's bump them back up. Because I was curious to see what happened. And United's feeling themselves with the freights again. They're like, yeah, no, we're going back to regular.
Not only that, but they're going to be a third less occupancy. So guess what? Guess what? We got to charge a third more because we got a third fewer people on the flight. So yeah, guess what's going to happen? I'm looking at this, and I'm a little worried. This is a contract year for George Springer. This is it. Unrestricted free agent. Michael Brantley, unrestricted free agent. Josh Reddick, that's fine. Who cares? Yuli, unrestricted free agent after this season. Carlos has got one more year of arbitration. Altuve's locked up. But I'm really thinking he and Bregman are locked up through 2024, I believe. I'm really thinking that it's going to be hard to replace guys with talented guys. You're going to have to develop it in your own system because, honestly, free agents are not going to want to come here. They're not going to be on the Astros. Want to be on the Astros World Boo Tour of and hatred tour. Now, money will speak, obviously. And, you know, and guys will, oh, what a great organization. No, it's a great organization, blah, 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 blah. But all things considered, if all things are equal, I'd rather play for another team than I would than play for the Astros. Mm-hmm. And because we'll see when it kicks off, and it's going to kick off July 1st. When we're seeing now that players are talking about being back on June 1st, we're going to see baseball coming back. Baseball will be playing by July 1st. We're going to see the vitriol for this Astros team, and we're going to see that it's not going to be something that guys are going to want to be dealing with.
Yeah, but money is money, though, John. I mean, you can deal with some road booze if those checks are rolling in and they're fat.
What road booze?
Well, that is true.
Yeah,
however,
there ain't gonna be any road booze when there's no fans. What do you mean?
Well,
this is the easiest year ever.
That is true. That is true. Also, but the vitriol will still be out there for the Astros. So, but you know what it's going to be? Then it's going to cost you more. It's going to cost you more, it's going to be where we're not going to be able to afford that guy because we got to pay this guy more because we're the Astros. That will be the case where you're like, you can't afford. We're well over $200 million already. We don't want to hit the threshold because we're paying guys more. It's like the way Bill O'Brien puts together a football team. Well, let's pay our tackle $22 million. Well,
I'll say this: I think the camaraderie in the locker room is a really big deal. Let's assume there has never been a pandemic and it's like you say, it's over in a couple months and everything's fine. If that's the case, if that were the case, hypothetically, I think a group, if you're so soft, if your privates hurt so badly, if they're so bruised and itchy and if they've been so, if they're so bunched up in your panties that you are upset because road fans boo a team that you were never on, if that matters more than the 162 games that you spend with the dudes in that locker room, which by all accounts are really, really good guys, fun guys to be around and all that stuff. Granted, they may lose some of those in free agency or whatever the case may be. But then you're too soft anyway. I don't want somebody.
Well, I don't know about too soft, but there's a lot of guys that don't like those guys in that locker room.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I think there will be some. But you know what? Richard Sherman didn't like who did they just add? San Francisco? Who Richard Sherman hated?
Trent Williams.
Trent Williams, yeah.
They're talking that playoff game, I think, that RG3 got hurt
all,
in.
That stuff all ends whenever teams – it wouldn't be the first time that – Michael Jordan welcomed Dennis Rodman in with open arms. Not a problem.
Yeah. Yes. I'd be interested to see what Michael – who we haven't heard from is Michael Brantley, who was on the Cleveland team in 17. And, you know, Trevor Bauer, obviously, he's butt hurt. And he was on that 17 team, and he's pissed off at the Astros. I'd be interested to see Michael Brownlee go, I like all these guys, but look what they did. Because that Cleveland team was pretty good baseball team. And again, it's probably overblown, but I really think when fans do come back, it will be interesting to see what other players and whether or not it's going to be more difficult to get anybody signed free agency here. Springer's making 21 this year, which is nice because they didn't have to give him 21. He's making 21 this year, so we'll see if that didn't smooth some stuff over and they can't re-sign. It sure would be nice to have George back after this year. That sure would be nice. 728 ESPN 97.5. 713-780. I was talking about that because there's a story out. Half the Astros lineup won't be back or is free agents. Nearly half the Astros starting lineup free agents this winter. One of them you're kind of happy about in Reddick. That's good. And actually, we'll see how much he plays. Kyle,
you're talking about and these are all going to be time accrued. They're not holding back. I mean, this is time accrued. This season counts whether you're in or not. You get to your free agency.
Yeah.
But you also, if you're a team, get rid of certain players.
Yeah. Right. We're getting out of Josh Reddick. Thank you. 729 ESPN 97.5. Come on in.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you. And that other stuff, too.
What is the rubber? That is the rubber. Your rubber is the rubber. Rubber is the rubber. And then you go, yo.
So like, right. Wait, I think he said, what's that? Hold on. Now, what is he trying to say about society?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Family made a Lego Cliff Kingsbury house. Did you see that?
Yeah, I think it's, is it the same one? There's a lady who does that. Or she either has a company that does the recreations. Is it the blonde lady? Well, that's her avatar on Twitter.
I don't know.
It's pretty good. They didn't have we showed it on our draft broadcast. They don't have the money. Smith was arguing about this is not that good. Where's the bare ankles? You know, can't even see his ankles from those socks. They had the whole thing. Has there ever been a bigger difference in generations between Bill Belichick and Cliff Kingsbury in terms of their houses?
No, totally.
Slightly different interior design preferences. I mean, yeah. Cliff is getting his picture just right. Okay, do you want me to take it from here? Yeah, hold on. All right, let me see it. No, do it. Let's change the lighting. I want to get a little bit of front lighting. Okay. All right, take it. Okay, let me see it. All right, open the. Let me go turn on the fire in the background. Like Cliff probably took like a classic Instagram model probably took about 9 pictures before he got it just right. Bill Belichick, he's at his freaking kitchen. You can tell that thing's not, that you know he's been in that house for a minimum of since he moved to New England. He got a house. I'm like, do you guys want to do any kind of remodel?
No, we're doing fine. This is exactly how we want the house to look.
Hey, honey, this we've been in this house for 20 years. Do you think we might be able to change the kitchen?
I like the kitchen the way it is. I don't want anyone in the house. They can end up seeing something on my draft board.
we can't take the linoleum out even? Can we get some kind of hardwood or tile or anything?
Well, linoleum's fine. There's no reason to waste money.
Well, yeah, let's use Lance's guy. Hey, let's use Lance's guy.
Let's do that.
Really quick.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Work out perfect.
I think we should...
Can we at least get new countertops?
No.
Okay. He's got the same, you know, light fixture hanging down.
We're onto the vanity.
He's got the light fixture from 1984. Like, he ain't changing nothing. And Cliff's out there trying to smash. He's like, does this picture look like something that would make you want to smash? Yes. Okay. Good. That's what I was going for.
Yeah,
smash crib.
Actually, in the story, Michael Bidwell was giving him crap. And I like what you've done with the walls. He said, yeah, I just moved in, dude. So, sorry. I don't have anything. I don't think Cliff needs a picture to smash. Cliff don't need no aesthetics. Cliff's gonna smash now.
Oh, okay. But Cliff's giving you the whole thing. This is as close to Ryan Gosling to the NFL as I've ever seen.
And by they look alike. But by the way, Bidwell said that picture that everybody saw does not do the house justice. By the way, Michael Bidwell said, the owner of the Cardinals. He said, "Yeah, Cliff's got it going on over there." Okay, nice. It's good to be. Hey, I think what we're saying is it's good to be Cliff. Cliff's
it's good
doing
to be
okay.
Bill Belichick, if you like rings.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, would you rather be Belichick or Cliff?
Belichick, I like being a champion. You can just sit there and just try to flex on Instagram.
I like smashing what Cliff smashes. I'm going to go with Cliff in this one.
Be careful.
No, I like.
Careful what you're saying out loud in the house.
Mom, she's still watching Channel 13's news. So it looks like, and who didn't figure this? It looks like the NCAA, and I knew this was going to happen. They are going to restrict how much, and this is what they do. This is what they do with summer jobs. This is what they do. You can, and listen, it's understandable. A college athlete would make a lot more money overzealous boosters would want to pay their college athletes, their football players, hey, come work in the warehouse. Yeah, just pretend like you're driving that forklift. I'll give you $2,000 an hour. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't make more than anybody else in the warehouse makes for that same job. So that's a pretty good rule. Otherwise, guys get overzealous. Well, there's a story here. How much do you think Trevor Lawrence, if they open it up and they can make whatever they wanted in advertising or from their likeness, how much do you think Zion or Trevor Lawrence would have made?
I don't know. I know this much. It's definitely they benefit from their status as college football players, which is initially supposed to be what the rule was against, is that you benefit and others don't. So it's inequitable. And it is a little funny that in this time of equality, complete equality, this is the exact opposite of that. This will really benefit a very small percentage of the players out there who are going to make the most money. This is the very embodiment of what a lot of people are. Players need to get paid. The people who are chanting that loudest, now I'm not saying you, John, I'm saying there's a lot of people who are on that socialism tip, but the fact is, that ain't how it's going to work. It's going to work where Trevor Lawrence would have gotten paid plenty of money.
Well, Well, here's the deal. I mean, it's not we can see right here, and just on Instagram and Twitter, and this is where it might go. Forget websites or whatever. Just because of their followers, Trevor Lawrence could make $16,000 per Instagram post and $1,100 per tweet.
So the argument would be, what if he didn't play football? Would he have that value?
No.
No, he wouldn't. So football is what gives him that value.
Okay.
Because the argument could be, well, that's not fair for him not to make it, but he wouldn't have that value. Now, the punter that everyone likes to bring up, the one punter, that guy would have value. He didn't have to be a college football player. He's doing something where his value was the videos he made. That was independent of, obviously, people don't know him as a punter. Not a lot of people did. I don't even know whatever happened to that guy. I don't know that people would know Trevor Lawrence as some huge Instagram influencer if it wasn't for, not that that's who he is right now, but if it wasn't for football.
Right. Okay, good. Okay, get it. So what you're saying is because you're really, really good at football that you should limit your earning power.
No, what I'm telling you is I think it's a little ironic in this time of equality and trying to make things equal and trying to the revenue adjustments that this is really going to benefit specifically the very biggest and best athletes out there. You want to talk about 1%, it'll be less than 1% who are going to really benefit from this in college football. This isn't going to benefit most defensive tackles.
No. Yeah, you're right. It'll benefit. I think that there's going to be other benefits from other players because they're talented in other stuff that they do, and it'll be a byproduct. But they will still be able to make money as opposed to the punter or whomever else, whatever else. But because they have some talents, they actually get to make money, and they're not restricted just because they play football, because they're good at football too. See, that's the point. Is just because you're good at football, why are we restricting you? If you're good at anything else, if you're good at playing guitar, if you're good making websites, if you're good, if you're IT skilled, we don't limit how much money you can make. If you have a skill, you should be able to make money. But because you can play football, you're limited on what you can make at your other skills, which is stupid.
You're limited. Yeah.
No, you're not only limited. You can't make any money.
You're limited for 3 years.
Well, right. But I mean, other kids, once you but go nobody the pros, else in college is limited to anything.
If you're that good, you're going to make your –
right.
You're basically just on hold.
Again, nobody else in college is limited to anything.
And this is when your other bag's coming in. It's all a little bit of a joke that we're even having this conversation, John. You know it just like I do. A lot of the very best guys are getting giant bags, and so we're arguing for guys who are already getting big bags.
Right. Well,
it's kind of the irony of this whole thing. It's like someone must help them. Like they're doing better than you think.
Yeah, or they're doing better than right. But again, let's get
they make more than
the,
all of
let's
us.
Let's get rid of the hypocrisy of it.
Well, I think there should be some oversight, and we say, okay, this is the cap that you can make. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with putting a cap on what you can make.
Let's put a cap on what college coaches can make.
I'd be 100% fine with that. But the difference between the two is this is their profession. This is not their profession. Their profession is in professional football. They do have a profession that is going to pay them, if they're good, substantially more than a college quarterback, than a college coach makes. Well, until Nick gets his next paycheck, which is going to be college coaches have completely put the squeeze on athletic programs now to where they're held hostage. A and then B, it's really put a financial burden on colleges. It's a huge financial burden to maintain and hang on to your coaches.
Yeah,
it just is. It's way more. The amount that my dad, when he was coaching, he was an offense coordinator at U of H in the mid 80s. He told me he made about $45,000 his 1 year as OC. When he was at Tulane, he made, I think, 60, 65, and 90, something like that. If he coached now in college football, and first of all, college football, he could have made way more in college than he made in the pros. With the Steelers, he didn't make anything near what he could have made in college. College football, that's how crazy it is, because these coaches are now strong-arming the universities. When he made – I'm not going to put all his money out there, but I wanted to make sure – I wanted to put that what it was in the 80s and into the 90s. It was not – you weren't living this high-class lifestyle at all. And that's what it was. It is – you could make – most of the position coaches are going to make probably – the good ones are going to make a minimum close to 8 times that amount, and sometimes as much as 10, and it can be even 12 times that amount for position coaches. Coordinators can make – the best coordinators make about a couple million
now for the top guys.
Are going to make a million or more. So that's how quickly it's jumped in college football. Does that sound like it matches salaries across the country in terms of – the rate of increase for salaries around the country? No, it's not even close.
No. But let's make sure the kids don't make anything.
I think John, one of your prime example. We keep talking about the punter. You guys remember Chad Thomas, who's with the Browns now, played. He had a burgeoning producer. And throughout his college career, I think I'm looking at an article. His senior year was up for grabs because he was producing for Rick Ross. But he couldn't post songs that he produced because if he gained any money from that, that would harm his eligibility. Even though that was purely on his skill to make music,
right.
They didn't allow that. And I think that's a bigger deal because it's so easy to make music now in terms of the equipment being readily available that there are plenty of kids who probably enter college with that type of idea that I can make music as well. And he was a guy who couldn't promote his stuff because you know what? You happen to play football at Miami, so this other skill you developed since you're a child, let's pretend like that's non-existent
right.
because you play football.
Yeah, right. That's the tricky part is Chad. Now, Trevor Lawrence's face. Well, he's famous because of football. The other is a skill set that you have independent of football because when football's over and no one knows Chad Thomas, and a lot of people don't know him anyway, this is what he's going to do. This is a skill level. This is a profession that already exists. So, yeah, that's a little different. I don't have a problem with oversight in terms of capping what they make because that's an important part of making sure that the boosters out there are not able to just run amok. It's no different. And you mentioned it, John. You knew it was going to happen. We all did because it's the same thing they have to do with summer jobs or the cheaters are going to cheat harder.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. 746 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Come on.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame you, Don.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. This is the horrificness of what happens during a pandemic. You guys don't know because you haven't played. What they do now is they put this little round cylinder in the cups of the golf hole. So you put the cylinder and you put the flag down, and so the ball doesn't go all the way to the bottom of the cup. And so not everybody's reaching down there and grabbing. So the ball is kind of staying at the top, near the top of the cup, and you just pick it up, and you don't have to touch anything else. Well, Jordan Spieth had a hole-in-one on 17, but it hit that little spacer in the cup, and it ricocheted off of it, and he didn't get his hole-in-one. So these are the problems. This is the drug life that we're facing every day in the golf world. Just so you know, that happened. Hello? Is this on?
Yeah, you're on, but it was so sad I couldn't respond. I just had to play this music to set the tone for how sad it was.
Jordan Spieth doesn't get his hole-in-one. How's that taste? How's that feel to you two?
The city weeps for Jordan.
Yeah. Violins are playing. And Sarah McLachlan.
What is that song you're playing?
I will
Sarah
remember
McLachlan,
you.
Sarah McLachlan, I will remember you. Just pouring some out for Jordan Spieth. It's got to be tough in this time for him.
Right? I don't know.
Like,
did you guys go to
just go get on our boat and go out on the water, but only six of us and we'll have to social distance.
Did you guys go to Club Onyx last night? It opened at midnight.
Oh, this story is great. I mean, the quotes are great. This is truly great. So Club Onyx, which is a strip club, opened at midnight as a restaurant.
It's a strip restaurant.
It was a restaurant with – no, not strip. It was just a restaurant with entertainers.
Entertainment.
Is what Eric Langan said. He's the club president. They opened up as a restaurant with entertainment. And Houston police spent hours trying to figure out, what do we do with this? Because he serves food. And he said, I guess the DA decided they would take charges and press charges against me if I wouldn't close tonight. And since we're close to closing time, we're just going to go ahead and pack up everybody's food to go. As if everyone is like waiting for midnight. He meant okay, I get it. So midnight was the day where restaurants can
Friday they can open.
Was he at 25% capacity? I didn't see that. If that's what it was, because that's one of the rules. But
I'm pretty sure it probably was. There's no lap dancing, and the girls have masks on, which in a lot of cases I think is a positive.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
And they said, we're not allowing lap dancing, and they had masks on. We're going to look into it and do our investigation. It gives us a chance to look at the licenses and make an informed decision on where to go from here, said HPD Assistant Chief James Jones. Once the decision was because, very specifically, there are no massage locations, bars, or tattoo establishments. Strip clubs, I'm sure they thought, did we have to say strip clubs? I thought we were all... You know what? The city or the state or whatever probably thought, well, you guys know that if we're not allowing the other things, we're not doing strip clubs.
Well,
y'all know that, right?
They're not allowing adult entertainment venues, but as you said, he reopened as a restaurant
with
entertainers.
No lap dancing, though.
And how about this? This is my favorite. I just find it funny that they'll arrest a taxpaying, law-abiding citizen for a Class B misdemeanor. Was what they said they'd have to charge me with. But they won't press charges against people breaking into cars right now. I mean, what does this city come to? I mean, I live in Houston, Texas. I didn't know I moved to San Francisco, California.
You know,
and I don't like it. So if I have to go to jail to prove my point, I guess I'll be prepared for that tomorrow.
You know, you always think when you hear that in like a television show or movie, that particular, what, I'm a law-abiding citizen. That you think that's a bit, but actually, clearly it's real. Or he remembered hearing that from TV, because every time some guy who runs a shady business gets in trouble, they drop the I can't believe you're doing this to a taxpaying citizen when all these other crimes are going on.
Or why don't you arrest all the murderers out there?
Yeah.
Why aren't you investigating?
I pay your taxes.
A real crime?
No, sure, I pay taxes and I pay your salary, and this is what you're doing?
Are all elements of your business taxable? Can you say for certainty if we came in here with an undercover cop that we would – so you wouldn't get in trouble because you're a taxpayer? Well, I do pay taxes on some stuff. Yeah, you got to talk to the girls about the other stuff. That's not my business. I'm assuming they're paying taxes on every cash tip.
Now, wait a minute. If he serves food, is he a restaurant?
No, I don't think you're a restaurant
you
if you're open at 1. No, I think, okay.
Why?
Here,
now,
why? Exactly
why do you get to decide what time people... Oh, so House, International House of Pancakes can't open. Oh,
okay, let me put it this way. You are right. As long as if you put everyone behind plastic shields, if you put the girls behind plastic shields and turn it into a go-go show, I don't know that there's any difference. I think that's probably that's dangerous, right?
Wait a minute. Are your servers, just because their servers are naked and with masks on, doesn't mean that they're any different than the servers at IHOP? Tiger Woods would argue that different than the servers Perkins. At Perkins.
Is LeChane putting his servers behind plastic windows?
No,
he's not opening, I don't think.
No,
he wants them to be safe.
Though.
Yeah,
he's
but
not doing that.
If he did open with the 25% capacity, would his servers be behind plastic?
I like how
no, they would not. He's
y'all's
restaurant
ass stuff. How about this?
Is Nick doing that? Even though he should?
Do servers touch you on the privates? No.
They're not touching
you
on the
privates. No, they're not touching. There's no touching. There's no touching.
Sure. Oh, is that what they said? Cool.
Yeah. And when the police walk
like
in there.
I like how you think.
Oh, there's
that,
more. Wait a minute. There's more. Oh,
look, I don't blame the hustle.
Is
the
Perkins opening?
Been out of business for a while now.
Perkins opening?
Is really, really, really real. I don't begrudge them. I'm just saying, let's not. Come on. Well, they said there's not going to be any touching.
Yeah, and he's a tax-paying citizen who wouldn't
that
lie.
That never happens in there.
Right.
It's not a restaurant. I'm trying to act like it's a restaurant. Do I need to drop the C word, Dell?
No.
Do I need to say coochie?
Can you even hear us? Because you can't drop that word.
Am I even on?
He can't hear us, I don't think, John.
No, he can't hear us.
Because he keeps talking when we're talking.
I know. While we're talking, he keeps on talking. Anyway, so, yeah. Okay, Lance. Okay, you can't open IHOPs because you can't be open after 1 o'clock, according to you. You can't open – Nick's place can't – now his servers have to be behind plastic. Sorry, no, they're not behind plastic. Just because you're dressed differently or not dressed at all, it doesn't mean that you're any different than you're a restaurant. You're serving food. That's the definition of a restaurant. Perkins, you know what happens at Perkins restaurants? People get their privates touched.
No, they don't. That's Tiger.
Yes, they do.
He's a predator.
No,
Tiger was
a predator.
Your best friend was a predator.
He's not a predator. No,
he was a predator on the waitress.
Oh, no, he wasn't a predator. They were predators to him.
Pour the
they
syrup
were predators
on your back.
Onto him.
Pour the syrup on your back. I want to see what I can do with it.
It's a pretty good tiger. But listen, according to you, just because people dress differently, they're not a real restaurant.
Are you
Whatever.
Going to Onyx for? Are you going to go there for their big?
No, I don't. I don't like their food.
How do you know? You
Because everyone knows. Do you think I attend every restaurant in the city? But if I hear the food isn't all that good, I'm not going. No, I just don't have time for all of it.
I don't. I mean, I'm not going to keep going. We're wasting my. You're wasting my time talking about.
No,
Onyx,
listen.
A restaurant.
It is a restaurant.
It is a restaurant.
Okay, here we go. Do they participate in Restaurant Week where they give back money? Where they have a five course for $45, you get five different courses.
Well, not all restaurants do that. Does IHOP do
that? Oh, apparently that's what you have to do. Otherwise, you're not a restaurant.
Are they considered restaurant workers?
Yes, they're restaurant workers. Yes,
they're
they are right
servers?
Now.
They are now. He opened it as a restaurant. Not before, but now.
You ever see Socialist Lance? He wants to limit how much guys can make in college football. He wants to limit the number of restaurants.
Money right now. What are you talking about?
No.
John is the guy from Blue Chips.
Okay, wait a minute. This guy's a law-abiding citizen that is taxpayer, and he wants to open his restaurant.
Yeah,
but
ahead.
Apparently Lance doesn't feel like it's restaurant-y
enough
Lance, for him.
Lance is the socialist. He's a Fed. Like he wants
socialist.
To limit.
I know what you're talking
he's one
about.
Of the Feds. That's what we call him on Twitter. Lance is a Fed. He wants to limit players in terms of what they can make.
Yeah.
And now a tax-paying, law-abiding citizen,
pocket watching,
law-abiding citizen simply wants to open a restaurant and have some featured entertainers, and Lance is against it. He's a Fed. Yeah. That's what he is.
Y'all
you know what?
In.
We can't open. We can't
Run
open the restaurant. You know what? We
I
can't
the-
open.
Go ahead.
We can't open the restaurant in Pulp Fiction because they have actors that are serving as waiters and waitresses. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
If
so
you got the choo choo out, I just don't
because
know.
You can't
if
be
you're,
an entertainer. And
I don't
serve
know if you're
food.
A restaurant if the choo choo comes out. That's all I'm trying to
I don't
say.
Know why, as you say, the choo choo keeps you from being a restaurant. If you're serving food and you're and bills are being paid, it's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant.
What if she
if
serves
people
it from
are eating
the chew?
And enjoying their food.
Why would why would she serve it from that area? That doesn't make any restaurants don't do
no,
that.
No, around that area.
What do you mean?
Because it's entertaining.
I've seen
it's
places where naked women have sushi on them and they get picked off and you don't have any problem with that, and that's and you don't look down on those places.
Not during a pandemic. I don't have a problem with any of this stuff when it's not
sounds
a
like
pandemic.
You do, 'cause you're a Fed.
When it's not a pandemic. Look, I'm not a Fed.
You're a Fed, Lance. A flat foot is what you are.
Flat foot? What's wrong with you, 1950s?
Okay. We got some semantics going on here. Everybody's, if you're 51% of your revenue is alcohol, you're considered a bar, not a restaurant. Let's not be technical here, okay? What about, okay, what if he says, okay, from now on, we're going to serve more food. Okay, what if he turns it into more food and less alcohol and entertainers? Then what? Then what, people? Then what?
Look, we know.
Oh, you know why? Oh, and Charles Altuve has a point. Is it Club Onyx for the brothers? Yes. The man is bringing us down again.
Look, G-Man, that's what you are, Lance. You're a government man. You're a Fed. We know who you are. Yeah. Just admit it.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.